Ches Tevis, Wednesday the 11th of December, Rabbi Yonis and Rudin, Kibbutz Av in difficult circumstances.
The one of the bedrocks of the way that we live our lives is with the mitzvah of Kibbutz Av Ve'Eim. And the emphasis that everyone, anyone that's alive today, anyone that has ever lived since the time of Adam HaRishon has parents. And whether they're alive or whether they're not currently alive, the mitzvah of Kovod still applies. So I think it's worthwhile to try and get the definition of what this mitzvah obligates us to do, and then we can perhaps see some rather interesting stream or perhaps even difficult circumstances and how these mitzvahs will be applied. Of course, the disclaimer must come at the beginning, probably at the end again. This is l'limud v'lo l'maisa. In every shaila of Kibbutz Av Ve'Eim, there are always tremendous sensitivities. There are subtleties and there are nuances, both based on the halacha and based on the metzias, based on the unique dynamics of the relationship of the parent and the child. And any time when there is a shaila l'maisa, of course a competent rav should be consulted. What we're trying to do today is to give some guidelines and the outline to the definition of the various mitzvahs and issues involved here. So the Torah says, "Kavod es avicha ve'esimecha l'man yarichen yamecha la'adam asher Hashem elokecha meisein lach, honor thy father and thy mother." Interestingly enough, in the Luchai Shniyos in Parshas Ve'eschanan, the Torah adds in a couple of words, "Kavod es avicha ve'esimecha kasher tzivcha Hashem elokecha." Honor your father and mother as I, Hashem, have commanded you. And the Aruch HaShulchan picks up on this diuk. And he says, and it can be found at the bottom of the page, the Aruch HaShulchan knows that Kibbutz Av Ve'Eim is one of the mitzvah sichuyos. This is something you don't have to be Jewish to figure this one out. If you wouldn't have had a Torah, and there are many cultures that don't, that still accord due respect to their parents and their ancestors. It's a very sensible thing to do. The family, without trying to score any political points, ought to be the bedrock of society. The nuclear family, parents and children. Society is made up of families. And therefore a healthy family dynamic, with every person in their place in the family dynamic. In the 1960s, it was in vogue in America, certainly, the round family table. Rather than having a long table with the father sitting at the head of the table, it was suddenly a round table where everybody's equal. Machal atzadikim, equidistant from the center. That's not the Torah way. There's a healthy dynamic that is meant to be created, as we shall see in the Sefer HaChinuch, between the relationship of parent to child. Says the Aruch HaShulchan, however, there are many societies that do this. And it's very important for us to know as Yidden that the reason that's mechayav us in the midst of Kibbutz Av Ve'Eim is not because it makes sense. It happens to also make sense. The reason is kasher tzivcha Hashem elokecha. And that's important not only for the motivation behind it, but also in terms of the hagdara and the definition. Because whilst it's true a person might live in a society where parents are accorded due respect, or a person might even live in a society where they're not, but the details of it might actually, or are liable to be a function of the society rather than the halacha. And the Torah comes along to tell us that when we look at Kibbutz Av Ve'Eim, we must look at it from a halachic, Torahic perspective, rather than just, well, the Torah says, honor my father and my mother, and I'll do it in a way which is culturally normal in the society in which I live. And that will be very important for the definitions and the circumstances. Kasher tzivcha Hashem elokecha. Now, of course, there is not just a mitzvah of kavod. There is also a mitzvah of yira, of moira. Says the pasuk, ish imo va'aviv tiro. Each man, his mother and father shall fear. Ve'shavsei say tishmeira ani Hashem elokechem. Of course, like every pasuk, every word here is loaded. Every word here is laden with significance. Important Rashi's here that discuss the diuk. Of course, here it says imoy va'aviv, and it's avicha ve'imecha because of kavod is more natural, perhaps to the mother. So the Torah says father first. Yira is more natural to the father. The Torah says the mother first. And there's this important caveat here as well, because of course, if we were writing this pasuk, it seems to be we wouldn't have written it this way. Ish ima ba'aviv tira'u v'shib so'saiti shmoru. My inyan shmita etzal ha'yosinai. What's one got to do with the other? What's honoring my parents got to, what's fearing my parents got to do with the mitzvah of Shabbos? Interesting, come together in the luchos as well. What's the kesher? So there are many different levels of understanding this. But Rashi tells us, of course, that you might think that if one's parents were to say, be mechalal es ha'shabbos, eat treif, be a kohen, be metami yourself in a beis hakvaros, that the mitzvah of kibud al va'em overrides all. Kamash Milan comes to tell us, Atada avicha chayavim bichvaidi. Both you and your father are chayav in the mitzvahs of the Torah, and therefore he can't come along with a tain of asay deichaleisa asay, listen to me and be metami yourself lamei, so eat nevela, eat treifa. No. The mitzvah of kibud al va'em, of course, is going to be subject to the remit or the definitions of the Torah's tarag mitzvahs. So what is this mitzvah of kavod and what is this mitzvah of yira? And they are very different. So the Gemara in Kiddushin Daf Lamed Aleph, Tanu Rabbanan is Meira v'Ezir Kibbut. What is Meira and what is Kibbut? Meira, you're not allowed to sit in his place. You're not allowed to stand in his place. You're not allowed to contradict him. V'lo machriyo. And you're not allowed to be machriya your father's words. And we'll leave what machriyo means for a moment. Kibud, what's the mitzvah of kovet? Machal mashke, food and drink. Malbish umachasek, clothe him and cover him. Machnes umaitzi, bring him in and take him out. Wheel him in, wheel him out. Pick him up from the station, take him to the airport. That's kovet. Seems to be very clear from here, and the Rishonim picked this up too, is that kovet, at least with the definition that the Gemara is giving, is a hanas haguf for the parents. Taking care of their physical needs. Yira is creating that sense of, perhaps fear is a bad word. Fear is not perhaps an accurate translation of yira. Even when it comes to yira shamayim, fear is a poor translation of yira. Pardon? Respect, maybe, yeah. And that's or deference. Good words, sir. But your fear is perhaps not the best word for it. What, however, is this? excuse me. What does it mean, lo machriyo? So I understand that it makes perfect sense that if one's father says something, you can't say, "Dad, you're wrong," or "I respectfully disagree." Because of course, when we say respectfully, we mean with no respect at all. But the greatest respect is just a way of showing disrespect.
Dad, you're right.
Ah. Machriya zogt Rashi, im haya aviv chacham acher chalukin b'dvaralacha. So one's father and another chacham are having it out kedarke shel taira. You're not allowed to say, nirin divrei pliny. You're not allowed to say yes, father. You're right. This lemi by that you're not allowed to disagree with him. This is from Rashi. You're not allowed to agree with him. So let's have a look at a sefer achinuch and perhaps explain Rashi for the aside of the Sefer HaChinuch. So the Sefer HaChinuch explains, we're at the top of the second page, for those that wish to look inside. Says the Sefer HaChinuch, and based on the Sefer HaChinuch, we're able to understand something else as well. That it is appropriate for a person to recognize and perform acts of chesed for someone that has done good to him. And a person should never be an ingrate, and a person should never be ungrateful, and a person should never deny the good. A coffee time. A person should never deny the good that's done to them. This is a midarama asabatachnas lifnei ha'alekim. That is something that is disgraceful, it's despicable to the Rabbi Nishalei. But Anoshim, and of course the people as well. So what should a person think, says the Sefer HaChinuch? A person is machriyev to come to the realization and the recognition and the consciousness that were it not for these two people, my father and my mother, I would not exist. I could not exist. I would not be here. I owe them my very existence. Everything that I am able to do, every breath that I take, of course, is a kol neshima, neshima tahalel ka, to thank Hashem. But in terms of the kibbut of the aim, you must never lose sight of that constant sense of awareness, recognition and appreciation that they're the reason why we're here. And if it wasn't for them, we could not exist. And therefore, we owe them our very lives. Think any one of us that would We'd have our lives saved by someone. What a debt of gratitude, what a hakara satov we'd feel to the person that saved our lives. Ought we to have our hakara satov to those that gave us our lives in the first place? More than that, says Sefer HaChinuch. And also, not only do they give us the gift of life, what do they do for us in the first place? All the nappies that they changed, all the sleepless nights. Everything. And when a person has this midah in their nefesh, in their hearts, they also come to the recognition that we know there are three shutfim. The father, the mother, and the Rabbeinu Shalom. The parent-child dynamic is, if you will, a tool or a muscle to recognize Hashem's creation of ourselves. To realize that we are also, Tani B'chassi Yisbarach, our existence also depends on the Rabbeinu Shalom, really every single day, every single moment. Three shifim. So Hashem gives us the mitzvah, kibud av ve'ein, to ingrain within us that constant sense of hakara satov, also to teach us that hakara satov is Rabbeinu Shalom as well. Now it's true that whenever we have a giving and taking dynamic with anybody, there's also a sense of hakara satov. But it seems to be there's something unique within the parent-child dynamic that seems to be an excellent moshel for the Rabbeinu Shalom human dynamic. And that's because this is mashpia and mushpa. The giver, the ultimate giver and the ultimate taker. Our parents giving us the gift of life, us receiving the gift of life, and Hashem giving us the gift of life and us receiving that too. And therefore the halachas of kibud av ve'ein always reflect the parent-child dynamic. I mean, the child must never try to play parent. And that's perhaps chatting Rashi. Why can't the Gemara? Why can't you be Machriya Dvarov? Yes, Dad, you're right. Well done. Good Svara. It's patronizing. I think the word patronizing probably comes from the word paternal as well. Patron. Eternal. Right? Mashpia mushpa. You've put yourself in the driving seat. He needs my validation. My father needs my validation, my shtempel. That's a chisaron in the dynamic of mashpia and mushpa, of parent child, and ultimately the Rabbeinu Shalom to us. The round table dynamic is the antithesis to the Torah, because where's the mashpia mushpa? Where do we come to that sense of recognition of where are we coming from? Now, with that context in mind, now suddenly it starts to make sense. Which of the two luchos, of course, is covered in Avicha v'Simcha? Anochi Eloyi Elisisa Zacha Kavedes. On the first of the luchos, because ostensibly, you might think, well, it really belongs on the second side. It's Ben Adam l'Chaveru. But no, the Sefer HaChinuch saying the Yesod is Ben Adam l'Makom. The Yesod is Ben Adam l'Makom because that's the goal over here. It is played out within a Ben Adam l'Chaveru context. It expresses itself in acts of chesed, in acts of yira, towards my parents. But the Yesod of it, of course, is Ben Adam l'Makom, which is, of course, why, or perhaps why, I should say, where is Hilchas Kibud Av Ve'ein found in Shulchan Aruch? Well, most interpersonal laws, most halachas of Ben Adam l'Chaveru, of course, found in Chayshen Mishpat. Laws of interactions. Hilchas Kibud Av Ve'ein is, of course, found in Yoredeya, along with all of the other dinim Isser Ve'Heter. Because Be'etzem, this is a Ben Adam L'Makom Dika Mitzvah. Just like Hilchas Ribis, just like Hilchas Kashrus. Which is very interesting, by the way, which will just play out in one Halacha L'Maisa application of it. Lu Yitzuya, a child, has a shayla in kibud av ve'ein, and they express their they want to know what they should do, and they go to a rav and they get upset. Yes, you should. No, you shouldn't. And the parents all upset and says to the rav, excuse me, how could you paskin the shayla if you didn't hear my side of it? So the rav can legitimately turn back and say, I'm very sorry. In Hilchos Chayshen Mishpat, you got to hear both tainas. This isn't Chayshen Mishpat. This is Yeredeya. This is defining the child's obligations klapei the parent. And that is Kashet Tzivcha Hashem Elokecha. It's not to Baalei Din. Now, of course, again, that's with all the caveats and making sure the shayla is explained, possibly. But the yesod is definitely there. This is ben adam l'makom yeredei dikadin, and not a ben adam l'chaver chayshin mishpat dikadin. Now, the reason why this yesod of the Sefer HaChinuch is so important is because it is a guiding principle throughout Hilchos Kibud Av Va'Em. Because we see, a gerush and his gayer also has Kibud Av Va'Em. A person whose parents are not shomer Torah mitzvos has Kibud Av Va'Em. A person who has a very difficult relationship with their parents is also mechayev in the hakaras hatoy.
Did you say that
they
don't?
Sorry?
You said a person right now, a person with parents who aren't.
Has
the chiyuv
of Kibud Av Va'Em.
And about 15, 10 minutes ago, you said that the law of if they don't keep Shabbos, they don't keep this, and it comes in the book with it. So.
Oh, brilliant. Oh, very good. So what do you see from there? That the two things are actually split. Now, for example, Lamashal, a person has a very difficult relationship with their parents and might have to actually put some distance there. The Torah always allows a person to take whatever measures are necessary to protect themselves. But that yesod of hakaras hatov can never go away. That doesn't necessarily mean I have to do everything they tell me. A person's parents say, eat the cheeseburger. Of course he's not allowed to eat the cheeseburger. But the hakaras hatov, the kibud av va'em, is always there. So we're splitting the issues here. Right? It's a complex dynamic where that hakaras hatov, which is the fundamental bedrock of Kibud Av Va'Em, exists in all circumstances. The nature of the dynamic, the level of closeness or distance, will certainly depend on the circumstances, and that will vary on a sliding scale depending on the situation. However, the kibud that comes from the hakaras hatov, that is constant. Which is also interesting in terms of the parent-child dynamic. Where the child has to play parent, we have some interesting shailas in Kibud Av Va'Em. Lemoshel, person has elderly parents who forget to take their pills and need to be constantly reminded. And sometimes you'll have the child is going to have to be very parent-like with the parent. And one really needs to weigh up, is that the right thing to do or not? If there's no brera, there's no brera. If it's pekach nefesh, of course person has to do it. But maybe sometimes it's better to get someone else to do it instead. And the child should discharge their obligations through somebody else so that that parent-child dynamic still remains in place. Of course, they have to worry and take care of their parents' well-being. That's the etzem ha-mitzvah. But that doesn't necessarily mean that you have to do it if you can make sure that it gets done. Which, of course, you see for lemoshel, a child who's a doctor is not allowed to take blood or administer something where he'll draw blood if there's somebody else that could do it, even if it's for the parents' health.
Plus Yavin was trying to find somebody else to
give
his father rejection.
Sure. So, exactly. But, so there wouldn't be somebody else, and of course you have to do it. But if you could. Now, let's just go on a little bit, because it's very interesting. When you come to the Kibud Av Va'Em, there's one story that always springs to mind, and we are taught this Gemara from a very young age. Here it is. We're probably one of the earliest Gemaras that children are ever taught. That of course, Dama ben Nesina. So what's the story? This on the third page. The story of Dama ben Nesina. Is the Gemara asked, Heichan Kibud Av Va'Em? What is the extent of Kibud Av Va'Em? Hey, what happened? Come and see. Ma'asa Ebe Kechavim Echad La'aviv Ba'ashkelon. A certain non-Jew, come and see what this man did to his father in Ashkelon. And his name was Dama ben Nesina. And the Chachamim found this man, Dama ben Nesina. They wanted stones for the ephod. And they were going, Dama stood to earn 600,000. 100,000, whatever, £600,000. Right? He stood to make a fair amount of money on one deal, profit. Right? And what was the story? Where was the Shmainim River? Where was the key? The key to the safe was under his father's pillow. So what does Dama do? We know Dama lets the father sleep. Right, 1 second. One second, that's an Heichan Kibud Av Va'Em. Imagine what Dama ben Nesina, well, imagine what Nesina said when he woke up from his siesta, when he woke up from his shlof. By the way, you know, Dad, there were these people here and they wanted to do a deal with you. You could have made £500,000. But you were sleeping, so I didn't want to wake you. Half of a feather. So the Baalim must say, you see how much a person enjoys the sleeping. Right? But the half of a feather. That's Kibud Av Va'Em. What do you think Nesina would have said? He fool. Wake me up the next time someone comes and offers me a profit of £500,000. Please wake me up. It's pshat in the Gemara. And the Gemara, the Hemshacha Gemara is, of course, that the next year is a schar for this. Dhamma gets a para aduma, is born in Dhamma's herd, and he knows the Chacham come along, it's a para aduma, and he says, I know you rabbis, I know you Jews, I know it's a precious commodity for you, and if I charge you all the money in the world, you'd pay it because you need this for your temple. But nonetheless, he says, now I'm only going to charge you the amount of money that I lost because of Kibbud Avei. Good. It's a mice in the Gemara. We have to really understand. So, Omer Darshin, what would the father have wanted? Wake me up. Wake me up. Get the key. Make the deal. Make the money. More than that, lahalacha lemaisa. Person's father is sleeping, and it's shki is going to miss mincha. All right, Zvan Kriyishma is going to miss Zvan Kriyishma. What's he meant to do? Let him sleep or wake him up? Lemaisa. Meant to wake him up. If you can do it alidei acher, much better. For sure. But you see that this is not waking up, that maybe they teach this to the children in school because they want to allow their parents and offer a Shabbos Shluf. I don't know. But lemaisa, a child is allowed to wake up the parent if there's an then that's what the parent would have wanted. The father didn't want to miss mincha. The father didn't want to miss Zvan Kriyishma. The father didn't want to miss out on £500,000. What's the aside? So I have to say this Gemara is not a halacha. And it's not for so it's not for nothing that he's an Ovid Kechavim. Why are you teaching me Kibbud Avei from Ovid Kechavim? The Gemara is not telling me a din lamaisa if you're allowed to wake up your parent. Rather, one perhaps could say, pshat in the Gemara is the level of indebtedness one should have to one's parents. It's an extreme, it's an extent that one should have. It's an attitude rather than really being aliba de hilchasa. What's the extent? What's the extent? But it doesn't mean a person should actually go along and do it. Now, one other thing, which really is a very interesting shaila, is that the Gemara asks, Ibailahu, Mishalmi, who pays for this? Who pays for Kibbud Avei? Parent needs various different treatments to be put into a home at a certain stage. Who's meant to foot the bill? Does the parent foot the bill, or does the child have to pay? Now, interestingly enough, it's machlekes in the Gemara. Zeh shema achilas ez shulchan aruch, mashkeu mishal av. Right, the father actually has to pay for this. That's a whole shayla. If the father can't pay, the child is stuck up. That's also to do with the fact that this is actually ben adam lamakom beyeridea rather than ben adam lachaver chayshin mishpat. But this is going to be a guiding principle, is that the child does not actually have to pay or lose out significantly for the mitzvah of Kibbud Avei. And this will express itself in a famous tshuva of the Ma'arik at the bottom of page 2. Says the Ma'arik is dealing with a shaila where the son wants to marry a certain young lady and the father objects. Does the father have the right to stop the son from marrying the woman that he wishes? Nirin Anias Daiti says, if she's a hagenes loy, if she's a fitting woman, if she's the right way, she's a good woman, the father does not have to, the father does not have the right to stop the son. One, because even in terms of mominess, right? If the child doesn't have to pay for Kibbud Avei, Kal V'Chomer, he doesn't have to give this up. Right? So, Filu Rabbi Yemi, command, Omer Mishal Av, and all the Poiskim, Asher Ha'isi, have said this. How much more so here, which is Tzara Deguf, the person does not have to leave off from marrying the woman that he wants because it doesn't fit with his father's wishes. Of course, every Shaila L'Maisa is going to be, going to need its own Psak Halacha. Right? But you see, the Ramah Paskins this way as well. On the next page in Rishmem Chafei, he doesn't have to listen. So one thing which is very interesting as well, which is the Gemara of Rav Dimi at the end of this Ad Hecham. We'll end with this. He was sitting in a very chashuv place. His mother came along, and she spat in his face, and he never embarrassed her. He didn't embarrass her. He was sitting in a chashuv place. he didn't embarrass, it was abusive behavior on the part of the mother. And there's a case in the Gemara also, where a person's, which the Ramah brings, Ad Heichan, this is the last halacha over here, Ad Heichan Kibud Av, even if they take a pot of money, a wallet of money, and throw it into the sea, you're not allowed to embarrass them, you're not allowed to cause them pain, you're not allowed to get angry. Rather, you kabel gezeres hakosav v'yishtag. But it's interesting, because this talking about if it's already done. If they've already exhibited the behavior, have to be makabel it, it's a gezerah min hashamayim, and it's meant to happen to me. Aba zavdeh ramah, v'yishayimrim, if the father wants to throw the money into the sea, d'yachalamayna, you can stop him. He doesn't have to let him do it. The child is allowed to protect his interests once it's already done from a kabbal the gazera. But if it's about to be done, the child's allowed to protect his interests and stop it. And more than why? Because again, this guiding principle in the Gemara, Ein l'chayv l'chavdeh rak mishal av, not mishal ben, the child does not have to lose out on this water cash that's about to be thrown into the fire, into the sea, because his father wants to do that to him. Right? Says the Ramah, of course, this is before it was done, but if after it was done, you're not allowed to embarrass the parent. However, says the Ramah, but you could be tovei him to a din Torah. You could still sue him for it. And this perhaps really sums up the very important sensitivities that we have in Kibud Avim and all these challenging circumstances, and many more like it. The yesod of kavod never goes away. Is the child allowed to protect their interests? Absolutely, this is Michel Ab, not Michel Ben. But whenever this is done, and whenever the child might have to put those barriers up, protect their interests, look after themselves and their family, as sometimes is the case, the yesod of kibbut, of hakaras hatov, never goes away. That is a constant. So the attitude and the hashkafa very, very much, guys, lo yach lemein, it's done already, you're not allowed to say that. But you're allowed to protect yourself and look after yourself? Absolutely you are. So when we see this kibud av aim in difficult circumstances, that sensitivity and that balance and that constant sense of awareness of one's responsibilities as a child is always meant to be there. That never goes away. How that will play out, lemaisa, will of course depend on its circumstances. But it means a constant sense of hakara sato that we have to our parents, which in turn is also meant to bring us, of course, to a constant sense of the Rebbeinu Shlomo and his brachas.